Pleasing to the palate, it's the Medicare for the Lazy Man podcast. A podcast for Medicare looky-loos. Looking a little green around the gills, Medicare expert Doug Jones.
Hey, hello, everybody. It is the Medicare for the Lazy Man podcast again. How do you like them apples? I like them apples just fine. This is your Medicare expert, Doug Jones, as our announcer, Drew McMillan, just told you. Drew is my Canadian nephew, and we welcome his dulcet tones to this podcast every episode so that he can let you know that we are here. Basically, what we're here for is to help you feel good about the transition from younger, under 65, Obamacare-type health insurance to Medicare, which is government-issued health insurance for people 65 and older. And then I would say, and also including people on disability for various reasons, under age 65, yakety, yakety, yak. I don't think you want to hear all the details, but we do this several times a week, and we do it based upon my book, Medicare for the Lazy Man, Simplest and Easiest Guide Ever. The current edition has a big red 2021 on the cover, and you can get it at Barnes & Noble, and you can get it at Amazon. The Barnes & Noble one might be a better gift. It has the pretty colored illustrations. Amazon is a little less expensive, and it has black and white illustrations. We have the paperback edition. We have the Audible edition, and we also have a Kindle ebook edition. I'm right now in the process of having an expert republish that book so that it'll go back on sale. Amazon, after 8 months of being quite happy with the book, decided they had a couple of problems with the Kindle book and hasn't been on sale for about a week. You'd think they'd send me an email and let me know about it, but no, all of a sudden I wondered why nobody was buying it. Did a little snooping around, and it said, hey, you know, you've got an extra space on line 32 and location 71. Where is location 71? They won't tell me. There's nobody I can talk to that speaks English over there to tell me these things. So rather than let me know ahead of time, they had four problems. I read the problems. It's like having an extra period someplace, and they just can't stand that. Well, they could stand it for the last 8 months, but they can't stand it now. So I'm having that corrected, and the ebook will be back on sale before you know it. Actually, it'll be back on sale before this episode airs, because we're a few episodes ahead. Anyway, so go to Amazon or go to Barnes and Noble to get the book Medicare for the Lazy Man, Simplest and Easiest Guide Ever. Go to MedicareForTheLazyMan.com if you'd like to read some simplified explanations about Medicare, or if you want to contact me with some of your personal information in order to get a quote. I need to know how old you are. I need to know what sex you are, not what gender. I need to know what sex you are. I need to know where you live, and just a few other things like that. Do you smoke or do you not smoke? Do you have a person living in your house with you? That makes a difference in some cases, not all cases. But anyway, I've got a few nosy questions like that. You can answer them quickly, and then you can click the button that sends it off to me very securely. Nobody can access your personal information until it arrives on my computer almost instantaneously. And then I've got a password that allows me to look at what you've written. So if you want to talk to me about your upcoming need for Medicare insurance, please go to MedicareForTheLazyMan.com. Click on the button, scroll down a little bit on the landing page, click on the appropriate button, fill out the information, the questionnaire, and that'll take you like 3 minutes because it's all stuff you know off the top of your head, and send it off to me securely. Now, the person who arranged for all of this stuff is Randy Carson, and he is listening in right now. Let's listen if Randy is willing to talk to us today. Randy, are you awake? Are you up and around?
I am awake, Doug. Oh, well, you know, I mean, you're 2 hours ahead, so this is still really my nap time.
It is your nap time, and it's my lunchtime. And I don't know how that happened, but, you know, when is the time change, John? November, late October?
March and November, October, somewhere in there.
Yeah, well, if we're still in Illinois when that comes around, you're going to hear one single gunshot, because my plan is to be in Arizona as much as humanly possible.
So I heard that you may have some issues with getting out here early, but I hope that doesn't come to pass, because I am really missing getting up to the chip, especially now, to have a beer or two with you.
Yeah, that's always on my list of important things to do. The episode we did from your driveway, I think, was also worthwhile. We didn't make it to the chip that day, but, you know, it was still
we fun. It's interesting. I was really surprised, Doug, that we got a lot of really positive feedback about that, sitting in the old C2C pub.
Yep, yep. It had Boku downloads also. So
yes.
People enjoyed listening to it.
So I'm thinking we might want to try it again as soon as you get out here. And, you know, we can absolutely do it. You can hear all the doves coo and the pigeons scratching and all that stuff.
If the weather cooperates, you know, we're sneaking up on December and January cold weather. So I enjoyed it because it was a beautiful, warm, sunny morning when we did it last time. And I don't want to do it if it's going to be cold and miserable. And no. In Arizona, that's a relative term. You know, it's never going to be as cold and miserable as it is in Illinois. But
it is really, as you say, a relative term, because cold and miserable out here, and I know you'll understand this, the people in the audience probably will shake their head, but cold and miserable for me, 68 degrees.
I know. It's it's incredible how acclimated you get to that desert weather, and then all of a sudden a chilly day is miserable. So
It's interesting because it's 81 degrees out now, and you see I'm wearing a long-sleeved shirt.
Yep, just in case you might have to go outside and chase away some Medicare Advantage salesmen. And
yeah, they're tough. They're tough to find because they sneak around in the bushes.
I know. It's like they're invisible, or at least they think they're invisible.
That's true. So. I saw one. You know what a ghillie suit is?
Yes, I do.
Okay, I saw a Medicare Advantage guy standing out in my, you know, right outside my yard in a ghillie suit, and I had to count trees, and I'm going, I don't remember having that one tree right over there.
Yeah, well, I thought they looked more like bushes. Maybe it was a really tall guy.
It was a tall sales guy.
Yeah, and what do they expect to do once they get up into your front porch there? Are they going to, you know, all of a sudden throw the suit off and demand that you enroll in their Medicare Advantage plan?
Well, that's what they're thinking, I think.
Well, you know, we watch the TV commercials. I don't like to. I don't know why I my eyes are drawn to the TV, but I noticed that Jimmy J.J. Walker, the newest Medicare Advantage spokesman, uses the same arm gestures that our friend Joe Namath has been using all these years. And he waves his arms around like some kind of monkey, and Jimmy J.J. Walker is doing the same thing. I think they both went to the same Medicare Advantage advertising school.
Are you sure they're real people? Are you sure they're not just animatronic people from Disney World?
I think it's cheaper to hire them than to build an auto animatronic dummy or whatever. So, hey, well, listen, you know, we've got plenty to talk about because my favorite time of the year is coming up.
And I know it is. And what is that? What is it, Doug?
AEP.
I know. I love it. I love it.
You thought I was going to say Christmas, didn't you?
Well, that is kind of like the insurance Christmas.
It really is. The time of the year in which the Medicare Advantage salespeople go completely berserk is approaching. There are Medicare Advantage salespeople who live only for this period of time. It's like a month and a half. It goes from October 15th to December 7th. But they're all a bunch of cheaters. So they're going to start trying to talk to people long before October 15th, even though they're not allowed to. So they'll be, if any, they get suckers to sign up, they'll just leave the date blank on the piece of paper that they use or the the automatic electronic enrollment form or whatever. And what happens during AEP, it's the annual election period. And if you've been snookered into enrolling in a Medicare Advantage plan, you will have the opportunity to exchange it for some other Medicare Advantage plan. If you are dissatisfied, you can go shopping. You're going to be approached by a whole bunch of Medicare Advantage salespeople. They're not supposed to approach you. The law says your mic is on. If you're going to itch your fleas, you might want to turn the mic
off. Oh, you can hear my fleas jumping on the desk?
Well, I can hear your scratching on the
Okay. I'll wait for scratching later.
Oh, that'd be good. So anyway, what comes up is these guys go into a frenzy. And I've had a lot of people that I've sold Medicare supplements to, and I've explained this very carefully. But the onslaught of salesmen is so intense that these people get fooled and they say, wait a minute, I've got all these people telling me that I have to shop for my insurance this year. And that's not true with Medicare supplements. So I have to re-educate them. I have to say, you've got a Medicare supplement. It's excellent coverage and you're never going to need to shop it. As long as you pay your premium on time, nobody is ever going to take your Medicare supplement away. It's guaranteed for life. And that sets a lot of minds at ease, but it's too easy when you're being assaulted by all these salespeople to forget that your Medicare supplement is yours forever. You don't have to listen to them when they tell you that it's necessary to review your insurance each year and maybe pick a different plan. The reason you might need to do that would be if you had a Medicare Advantage plan and if it changed in some way, because none of them are immune from changes. They're all one-year contracts. They are not guaranteed renewable. So they can go out of business. They can sever ties with your doctor. That can happen anytime during the year. They can sever ties with the hospital that you might use if you needed hospitalization. They can jack up their prices or reduce their benefits or both. And every year in the fall, before AEP starts, you'll get a piece of mail called an ANOC, A-N-O-C, Annual Notice of Change. And that is a document that you will want to throw away without even looking at. And I don't blame you. But in reality, it's kind of dangerous to do that because this document will explain the changes coming up in your Medicare Advantage plan. And all of this applies also to Medicare Part D plans, PDPs, prescription drug plans, because those can be prone to change as well. Not too many years ago, a couple of years ago, one of the biggest insurance companies had three drug plans. One was very attractively priced and it handled a lot of drugs very benignly. In other words, they did not charge any co-pays or co-insurance extra costs for a lot of drugs. So you paid your monthly premium, you didn't have a lot of extra costs, and it was a very reasonably priced plan. Over the period of a couple of years, they ratcheted the price up from about $13 to about $26. And then 2 years ago, they said, okay, here's what we're going to do. The stroke of midnight on January 1st, we are going to fold that plan into our most expensive plan. And so all of the people that don't take any action will find out that the next month that they get a bill for $56 for the most expensive plan that company had. So if you don't read your annual notice of change, or if you don't have an agent like me to warn you about this, it's possible that your plan, your drug plan, your Medicare Advantage plan will stick it to you big time. So you may not want to shop for a new prescription drug plan. If you've got a good agent, they're going to take your list of medications and compare it to what the government predicts will be the situation for all of these plans in the coming year. And then they will be able to predict which one would be the most inexpensive for you. There are about 30 plans out there, give or take, 28 in some areas, 32 in some areas. And a good agent will, for you, take the list of drugs that you take and the pharmacies where you like to get your prescriptions filled, plug them into the website of their choice. I use the government website, Medicare.gov. And it will list all of the 30 or so drug plans available in your area. in order of annual cost. In other words, from January 1st to December 31st, what is your out-of-pocket cost? Premiums plus drug copays expected. I mean, it's an estimate, but it's a fairly good estimate. And you want to pick the least expensive drug plan. And that would be always your goal, because you can change every year. So if you want to, every year you can reevaluate. You might take different drugs than you took in the past, but your plan might change out from under you, even if you're taking the same drugs. So right now, the very best priced plan for most people that don't take many drugs, or even those who don't take any drugs, is exactly $7.30 almost everywhere. And if you don't take any drugs, that's the one plan that will do two things for you. It will stop the government from allowing you to be charged a late enrollment fee, because you're just paying that $7.30 every month. Someday you may need the drug plan. You can change at that time to a more expensive one if you need it, but they can never hit you with that lifetime monthly penalty for late enrollment. And the other thing it does is, if you take some generic drugs, it's going to be fairly benign. In other words, you still pay your $7.30 a month, but your drug plan will provide you with certain generic drugs without cost, without extra cost to you. But the only way you can find out for sure is to ask an agent like me to review your prescriptions. And I've got a nifty little checklist form. It's just one page. It has, it asks where you live, what your zip code is, what pharmacies you like to have your prescriptions filled in. Do you want to look at the cost for mail order as well as going to the pharmacy? And then it asks you to list each drug and the amount, the dosage you take, and how often you take it. So you might take one per day, you might take two per day. And if you get a 90-day supply, then of course you've got 180 pills or whatever that you have to order at a time. I break everything down into monthly whenever I can, because at this time of the year, when it's predicting what's going to happen over the next 4 months, it could be a little misleading. Whereas if you do it in 30-day increments, it shows the average cost over the next 4 months in 30-day increments. And it's easier to compare. Otherwise, if I don't do that, if I say 90 days, it's going to predict a full order of your medications in September and then another full order in December, which is actually 6 months worth that you'd be paying for in the next 4 months. So if you do it in 30-day increments, it gives a truer picture of what your cost is likely to be. But the real value of doing this is comparing your cost in one plan versus your out-of-pocket costs in all the other plans. So some people will get a phone call or be approached by a Medicare drug plan salesperson, and they only represent one company or two companies, or and they don't compare to find you the best deal. They just tell you about how great their plan is and how you ought to sign up. And some people will tell you, hey, you've got your medical plan with this company, you ought to put your drug plan with the same company. Well, that's hogwash, because there is no relation between the drug plan and the medical plan. They can be two separate things. And the medical plan, especially if you've got one of our Medicare high deductible or high value Medicare supplement plans, you would never need to change that plan, but you might need to change your drug plan every year. So it's the kind of thing that you don't want to fall victim to their atrocious lies. What I do is I tell people, okay, here is the list of 30 plans based on your drug prescriptions. And I have contracts with three or four of these companies. So if the cheapest plan for you happens to be a company I have a contract with, I can help you fill out the application and you'll be done for a year at least, maybe more. But if I don't have a contract with the one that's the best deal for you, then I will give you the phone number and you can call them and enroll yourself directly with their employees. Sometimes English is their third language. So I have one client, valued guy, who listens to the podcast named Mike. He had a heck of a time getting enrolled in a plan that his there was a favorite minority of his that made it difficult for him to communicate effectively. And eventually it all went haywire. And so then he started the process of unenrolling from that plan and changing to a plan that I said, well, if you, you know, here's a good one for you if you don't like that one. And so I helped get him enrolled in another plan. He broke and ran. Mike decided, I can't wait. I said, the plan I recommend for you is going to be this plan, but they have a different application for each state, and I don't store 50 applications. So give me a couple of weeks, and I will order the applications I need for your state. And he said, I can't wait. I don't want to wait. I'm so sick of dealing with this drug plan garbage. And so he just called the phone number I gave him and enrolled himself. I missed out on a bunch of beer money that commission would have provided me. But the fortunate thing is that he got that straightened out with an American that was able to understand what he wanted and do what he ordered. So Mike is now a happy guy. I am, probably 80 bucks lighter in the wallet than I would have been. But the important thing is my Medicare supplement client is happy, and he won't do a thing until maybe a year from now. If any change occurs, then we'll take another look, but it's not likely he's going to have to do much. So the whole thing about Medicare AEP, annual election period, starts October 15th. If you've got a Medicare supplement, you don't have to do a thing about your medical plan. It's not going to change. But if you have a Medicare Advantage plan, you're likely going to be faced with some changes, and they may or may not be changes that you care about, but they're complicated plans, and it's kind of important for your self-preservation to make sure they're not going to do something that you don't want them to do, like sever their contractual relationship with your favorite doctors, or, you know, drag the price sky high or whatever. The other thing is, if you have a drug plan, the AEP is the time that you can ask your agent to review the drug plan you have to make sure it's still going to be next year the best deal for you out of all the 30 or so drug plans. So I don't know. I didn't intend to get started off on that, but when you said AEP, I realized that there was a lot to talk about with AEP. And we got some more fun things to talk about coming up. I'm taking notes about all the things. Remember last year when we had a quiz, and I quizzed Yes. you on how best to prepare, and remember how you were supposed to trim your nails and wear your best perfume, or, you know, whatever they advised you to do that before you went out on appointments?
Yes, I do remember that.
Well, that's coming up again. I hope you forgot the answers so we can have our quiz again.
And it was, you weren't, there was several things you weren't supposed to do, like show up late and, you know.
Yeah. You're supposed to be on time. You're supposed to have more than one mapping device ready in case one of them craps out.
That's right.
You find out where you're going.
That's right.
I have several pages of that to go through. It should be pretty exciting. And we still have hanging over our heads our CDC language lessons. Now, I imagine we're running short of time on this episode.
We are absolutely out of gas.
All right. Well, then we're going to save the CDC language lessons for another time. But it's nice to know that those people that protect our health and make us wear masks are also changing the English language in ways that I can't comprehend. But it's fun to go through what their thought process is.
Well, I read, you know, a little blurb from the CDC. You know, I keep up on the CDC and all the information they're publishing because it's humorous to me in some ways. And I know it's not a humorous topic, but I did read this morning that there's an advisory out. The N95 masks that everybody seems to be clamoring for, you know, they'll protect you from aliens and sunspots and all kinds of different things. There is a company in China that is producing supposed N95 masks that are worthless.
Oh, why am I not surprised? Well, I'll tell
they,
you.
They said that you, if you were a virus, you could drive a truck, a virus truck through this N95 mask and never slow down.
Well, I'll tell you something. I have been in situations where mask fist fights have almost broken out, and nobody yells. I've got an M95 mask from China. Nobody seems to be
no.
that acquisition.
And apparently you don't want to yell that.
Well, so it's what you're saying is it's equally as effective as all these other stupid paper masks that they give out in stores and stuff.
Well, they said it was about as effective as wrapping your head in toilet paper.
Boy, geez. Well, I would recommend that some people, especially the politicians demanding all these mask mandates, start wrapping their heads in duct tape or saran wrap. Saran wrap might be. So
saran wrap's very effective.
If they ever ask me, that's what I'm going to suggest for them.
Well, saran wrap, it stops virus too.
It'll stop the actual life process, I guess, if you wear it properly.
Yes, absolutely.
Boy, oh boy. All righty. Well, I guess we should say goodbye then, huh?
Well, I got a couple, kind of little business items I wanted to take care of and check in with you.
By all means.
I noticed when you walked into the studio this morning, there was a certain spring in your step. And I'm thinking that may have to do with the fact that your volume going to the mailbag is improving. Is that true?
Well, we've gotten more items in the mailbag added over the last few weeks than ever before. One of the reasons for that was that you suggested to our listeners that if you've got questions, please send them to us so we can have some excellent quality content. And some of our listeners responded. So, yes, the mailbag is filling up again.
Well, that's cool. So just for those of you who maybe didn't get a chance to write the email address down last week, the mailbag address is dbj@mlmmailbag.com.
That's correct. That's correct. And so I keep all the mail in this big leather bag, and daylight never really penetrates to the bottom of it. So it's kind of got its own biosphere going on down there. I don't know what lives in there, but I've learned to use a leather glove when I reach deep down into the mailbag, because otherwise there's the chance of getting some weird disease from the life forms that seem to like it down there.
Oh, absolutely. I totally agree. I've seen this thing. I mean, I wouldn't touch this thing with a 10-foot pole.
Well, if it ever gets empty again, I'm going to sterilize the inside of it. I'm going to fill it up with boiling water and acid, maybe chlorine. And hopefully we'll start from scratch, and it'll take it a while to get to the nasty condition that it is right now.
Oh, that, I think that's a great idea. Let's get that thing cleaned up, because I'm getting to be, afraid of being anywhere in the same room with that thing.
I don't blame you. So anyway, thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us today. Randy is either going to land the plane or bring the train into the station. Or sometimes you bring the car into the garage, or
we're going to put the bus into the garage.
Okay.
We haven't done that one for a while. But anyway, before we do that, while we're riding around on this metaphorical bus, let's stop off at Amazon.com and buy a couple books.
Excellent.
Because as you know, we're coming into the end of the year, and these things are wonderful stocking stuffers. They are things that you can use for your own purposes. You can use them for your friends and relatives. I can never hang on to them. Doug allots me one a year. And
he won't pay for them. If he paid for them, he could have as many as he wanted, but he refuses to pay.
So I have to pick my relatives very carefully in terms of which one I'm going to pass it out to, because they always say, oh, as soon as I read it, I promise I'll send it back to you. It's never happened.
Well, that's because they fall in love with it. I know from all of the, we're up to 110 reviews now, 5 stars, most of them, the vast majority, and people seem to like the book. It seems to fit nicely in a Christmas stocking hung by the chimney with care, and it's a big hit as a gift for kids of all ages. You don't have to be 63, 64 years old to enjoy the Medicare for the Lazy Man. You could be a youngster and you could be learning how to read for the first time. And it is an excellent tool for the education of the youth of America.
You know, speaking of that, the idea crossed my mind the other day, and I just wanted to mention it to you just for future thought. How about a Medicare for the Lazy Man coloring book?
That's not a bad idea. That is not a bad idea. You would have to have little captions for the pictures. Okay, color the nasty Medicare Advantage salesman purple because he's trying so hard to convince you that he's got a great product.
Oh, yeah. I think we need to give some thought to that because, you know, there's a lot of I've heard that there's a lot of grandparents out there that would love to have such a thing to give to their grandkids for the holidays. So let's give that some thought, but make sure you buy your books. Don't hold up on that, just on our account. Doug will get the, which one is it? The Kindle version that's off publication right now?
The Kindle version will be coming back any day now. So yeah, okay. by the time this episode airs, it'll be, this problem will be history.
Okay. Oh, well, that's good to hear because I wanted to thank everyone on the podcast here today for joining us. We thoroughly appreciate your time and your attention. We look forward to hearing from you in the mailbag, and we look forward to every one of these podcasts because they are mounting up. One of these days, I'll give you all the counts, and Doug has put a lot of work into this, and it's becoming very impressive. The fact of the matter is we're out of time today, so we have used up 32 and a half minutes of our time to listen to Doug Jones, the anti-insurance insurance guy and the wannabe Greyhound bus driver for the MLM tour.
Bye-bye.